And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you. It's just wonderful, and I admire both of you so much for devoting your life to this. I just can't imagine the number of lives you've touched. It's fabulous.
We are all in this together, yes?
I know that. I like to call you Jester Ham because I don't think there's any separation between the three of you. But here's my thing. I was raised by a fabulous woman who taught me early on the magic of believing. And I think I've used that throughout my whole life because I really have a wonderful life. I have a fabulous family. I have a lot of abundance. Everything that I have tried to achieve in my life, I've achieved very successfully, many businesses. A few years ago, I decided that what I really wanted to do, because I've been studying this all my life, is to try and translate it into some form that would help other people. So I thought, well, I'm going to write something called spiritual fiction. There's no genre of spiritual fiction yet.
Yes, there is.
There is. Well, perhaps we could talk later. Anyway, I wrote a short story several years ago that won an award. The publisher of the story encouraged me to write it into a novel, which I did. I had no problem finding a very good agent who loved my book, but she's had a lot of difficulty finding a publisher, and she's become very frustrated. Now, in the meantime, I've gone on. I finished another book last October. I sent it to her in October, early October, and she has yet to read the whole thing. So now I'm very frustrated. And this is really the first time in my life I've been stuck. And I feel kind of stuck, and I know I'm probably stuck because I feel stuck. So I wondered if maybe you could sort of guide me through that a little.
Well, it sort of falls into the same category of some other things that we've been talking about already here today, and that is waiting for someone else's opinion or approval, or seeing someone else's deciphering process as the hoop through which you must jump before. You just have to sort of leave everybody else out of it vibrationally. In other words, you don't have to wait for her to read your book to know it's good, and you don't have to wait for some publisher to decide to publish it in order to expect it to be published. It's sort of what we were talking about already. You're telling the story based upon what's happening, which means nothing outside of what's already happening can happen. You have to tell a different story until you know a different story. And it's interesting further because it contradicts what you told us the very first thing you said when you said you were raised by a mother who taught you the magic of believing. So are you saying to us that you have to see it before you believe it?
No, I...
Or are you saying to us, you're willing to see it before you believe it, or believe it before you see it, believe it before you see it, but you have your limits. In other words, it's only so long that you will hold out belief before something happens, before you get frustrated, because you don't feel belief and frustration at the same time.
No, I know that. But I think that everything has come fairly easily to me. You know, I wrote the story, it won an award, I got the agent very easily, and I expected that it would sell right away.
And well, here's the thing. So, nothing ever happens outside of your expectation. And so your